We mostly avoid objections because we hate hearing no, and we want to avoid conflict. And see, the greatest thing about this objection-destroy process is that rather than putting you in conflict with them, where someone raises an objection and we do what is normal, which is arguing against it. You know what? I once worked with JP Morgan and you really fucked up. You guys suck. How does someone deal with that? Right, what do we do? Well, first they might be really offended. Then they might feel embarrassed. Then they might try and argue against it. Well, I've worked for JP Morgan for 47 years and I know that we're ethical. I've never worked on a deal that we totally fucked up. Right, and so they create conflict. Versus, as we're going to get to, you agree. Right, this is the power of the objection destroying process. It puts you on the same side. Oh, I am so sorry to hear that. You know, I've seen it over and over again. Sometimes we just get it wrong. You know, we've had bankers who got it wrong. And I'm really sorry that you had a bad experience with us. And I know how painful that can be. You put your trust in us as experts. We hold ourselves out as experts. You know, we always want to deliver our best service. But when we fail, you can be the one who really suffers. So I'm really sorry to hear that. I've worked for Morgan now for 352 years, and I've only ever had great relationships with my clients. And that's not to say that everyone in our firm is just like me. And what I would say is, you know, ultimately we can end this meeting here now, or let's figure out if there's a way that we can make up for this with you, or that maybe we're the right guys to help you solve this hard problem. Boom! See what we did there? We blew up that objection. That's the objection-destroying process. So you don't argue against it. You align with them. You help them feel heard. You tell them you're on the same side. And so you heard the basic process in there that we're going to go deeper into. Two steps. One, you agree. And maybe you agree profusely. You heard me double down on the agreement. And two, you then give them an easy way around it. You heard in there the challenge that I put to them was, so why don't we end the meeting now? Or, and then I gave them some things that might motivate them. You got this hard problem to solve. And so what you're going to see in this process we go through is you always agree with the objection. Jeff Blades, your stuff sucks. You suck. You're the worst person I've ever heard talk about these topics. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I get that some people aren't into what I do, and that's okay. My work isn't for everyone, and I'm really looking for people who are into what I do, who I can work with in the ways I think work, in serving them and unleashing their most amazing lives, in going for what they truly want. And that's all good if that's not you. So you see what we did there? We don't argue against it. See, people say that's a personal insult. No, it's not. The person doesn't even know me personally. It's like a woman rejecting you. Oh, your feet are too big. Right, some guy, does he run away and cry about his feet for the next 8 years? Yeah, actually, some of them do. Or he can say, well, that's all good. She's not into your feet. You got to go find a woman who is. So how might you deal with her objection? Maybe you take those big feet of yours and just turn around and walk away. All right, like maybe that's the best way to deal with that objection. Or maybe you throw it back at her. You're absolutely right. You know what they say about big feet though, don't you, huh? And that's not for every woman, is it? Right, you see what we're doing? Aligning. And then give them a way around. So let's go deeper into this process. Step one, you agree.